Good evening. I know we're in the midst of, really the beginning of our services for Holy Week. And as you all know, I am a big fan of Lent. This one has been exceptional. I'm sure you would agree. That which we have lost and left behind for now is much greater than we could have possibly imagined. But as I gather with you in this way this evening, it's Maundy Thursday, and we find ourselves in the upper room with Jesus and his disciples. And they're gathering around a meal. And Jesus is doing something that we've heard about before. The stories that we will hear over the next few days are very familiar. And we sometimes, with familiar stories, go, yeah, I know, I remember that one. And we just sort of skip through. And I would say, a few things have stuck out to me this evening. As I've heard this story again, Jesus at the table with his disciples gets up, takes his robe off, wraps a towel around himself, and washes the feet of his disciples. The food is there, the bread is there, the concept of the Last Supper is present, and we're there with him. And I think it would do us good to just hear a few of his words, maybe a little closer. So in the times when we think it'd just be easy to just move through it, think about our friend Peter, who was always one to be pushing ahead. As in the midst of this time with the washing of the feet, he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. And as we've spent this time working our way through Lent, struggling through the changes in our world around us, the ways in which we're able to gather, and we can say, "Lord, I want to share with you." I suspect we're finding a place in our lives now where we'd be happy to share with anybody other than the few people that we are around on a regular basis. We're getting to a point where sharing with just anybody seems like a good thing. Even to me, an introvert, I'm thinking, I could just talk to anybody. Anybody different? And I look forward to it. But Jesus is saying something slightly different to Peter. He's saying, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Brothers and sisters, that's still true for us. As we are in this midst of Holy Week and we know we're headed towards the cross where we will see the crucifixion and the death of Jesus and the blood will flow. It is with his very blood that he washes us, the blood of the Lamb. And unless he washes you, you have no share with him. Unless we surrender our sinful, broken selves to Jesus and let him wash us of that sin with his very body and blood, unless we allow that cleansing to take place, the time to look at that which is not of God that may be present within us, to lay it out before him, let his very presence wash over you so that you can have a share with him. And we may again feel like Peter does. He says, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus says, "No, just the parts that are dirty. That's all we need to take care of." That's a paraphrase, by the way. "Just the parts that need washing, I will wash." And we move all the way down to verse 15. And Jesus says this, "For I've set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." The church, for too long, has carried a reputation of being judgmental. I don't think the church is judgmental. I think, like every other human being that is struggling through this world and striving to be the best they can be, those who are seeking the presence of God within them, there are times when we don't do it well. It's not judgmental. Sometimes our concern for others and their well-being and their relationship with Jesus maybe overtakes us. In our zeal, we may sound as though someone is not allowed because they don't think like we do, or they don't act like we do, or maybe they don't even worship like we do. And brothers and sisters, I would say, in this time and in this rather exceptional Lent, if there was ever a time for us to lay it all down and recognize that this Jesus on this night didn't just serve his friends. The example he gave was he washed their feet, for I have set you an example. He washed the feet of the one who would betray him. He washed the feet of the one who would deny him, and he washed the feet of the ones who would run and hide and scatter when he's put on the cross. He washed their feet, knowing that that's what they would do. If we are to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you also should do as I have done to you, we should hear these words tonight. If you do them, you will be blessed. Jesus did not discriminate. Even among his friends that were not ready to be there with him and for him, even though they thought they were, they weren't hypocrites. They weren't judgmental. They were sinful, struggling humans who, when they faced pain, didn't know how to respond. And Jesus knew they wouldn't, but he served them anyway. Even knowing one would betray him, one would deny him, he served them anyway. In this new season of our lives, things have changed. Some of us will find ourselves in great need. Some of us will find ourselves with great resources. This night, I pray we will actually choose to be the example that Jesus has given us, and we will serve one another without discrimination, without concern. Brothers and sisters, if there has ever been a time or a season for God's church to throw open their arms, to love and serve all people, not in judgment, not in fear, but in the love of Christ, it's now. It's now. As we continue this journey together on Maundy Thursday, it is our tradition to have a foot washing. If you picked up your packet, your Holy Week at home, you should have instructions for that. Don't panic if you didn't think to get them out. You can do it later. It'll be different this year than it has been, but we're going to continue with our traditions and our ritual. So, fellow servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night before his death, Jesus set an example for his disciples by washing their feet. An act of humble service, he taught that strength and growth in the life of the kingdom of God come not by power, authority, or even miracle, but by such lowly service. We all need to remember his example, but none stand more in need of this reminder than those whom the Lord has called to the ordained ministry. Therefore, I will invite my wife to share with me in this ritual, and all of you to share in the royal priesthood of Christ, that I may recall whose servant I am by following the example of my master. But come remembering this admonition, that what will be done for you is also to be done by you to others. For a servant is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.